as well.
You can turn it up a little bit, just a teeny bit. Yeah, that's fine.
Hey, test mic.
Rolling?
Let's do it, man.
Hello, this is Jeb Loy Nichols, and this is a song called Till the Teardrops Stop.
Welcome to the sessions at Midori House. I'm Andrew Muller. Our guest this week is Jeb Loy Nichols. Nichols is far from the first country singer to have descended from the Midwestern United States via Texas, but he may be the first, possibly the only, to have pursued his career from rural Wales. Jeb's new album is Country Hustle, an album whose title might have been designed to save people the trouble of coming up with better ways to describe it.
Now you want two good reasons why I'm blue. I'm gonna give you 10. And we say, Mr. DJ, won't you play another sad song about love that got away? And how we're all alone at the close of the day. And oh, what a price we got to pay. And we all say, come around, you're always welcome. If you're feeling down, and we're gonna party till the teardrops stop, till the teardrops stop, till the teardrops stop, till the teardrops stop. We're gonna have a little party till the teardrops stop, till the teardrops stop. I'm gonna invite Mr. Heartache. I'll send an invitation to Mr. Foolish Pride. It might take a week, it might take a year. Hey, you know what? It might take the rest of our lives. Look at Larry John Wilson doing the outside dance. He's flapping his arms around like a black crow flying. He's singing about Sapelo. He's singing about the old Hoopy River. He's got those Georgia blues and he's crying. And we all say, hey, I'll come around. You're always welcome. If you're feeling down, and we're gonna party till the teardrops stop. Till the teardrops stop. Till the teardrops stop. Till the teardrops stop. We're gonna have a little party. Until the teardrops stop. Until the teardrops stop. We're gonna party all night. Until the teardrops stop. Until the teardrops stop. I say, hey, Larry John, just before you go, it was so good to see you again. And I want to thank you for giving me this chance to lend a hand, my friend. And we all say, hey, I'll come around. You're always welcome. If you're feeling down, and we're gonna party till the teardrops stop, till the teardrops stop, till the teardrops stop, till the teardrops stop. I feel a groove coming on, I feel a groove coming on. Sometimes the only thing make you feel better, little old time groove. You gotta stay all night until the party stops, until the teardrops stop, until the teardrops stop, until the teardrops stop, until the teardrops stop.
Jeb Loy Nichols, welcome to the sessions at Midori House.
Thank you for having me.
You've been playing tracks from your new album, Country Hustle, which it's one of those albums where the title of it does a pretty unimprovable job of describing the sound. Was it something you planned in advance? Did you sit down and think, because you were listening to certain sorts of things, this is what I want the record to sound like?
I've been planning it for 55 years, you know. I think that's what happens, you know. You listen to records in your youth, you
refine that at some point, and then you move on, refine that, and it's just like some horrible, hideous, ever-bubbling gumbo that gets reduced and reduced down.
Was there a particular thing or idea or impetus informing the urge to make a country disco record this time?
Other than the fact that I think that country music in America particularly has become so diabolically dull that something had to change, you know, and this notion that country music is now this anodyne, horrible, fake pastoral nonsense. There was a time when I was growing up, you know, you had Bob Wills playing jazz. It wasn't a genre-specific, a musical term. It was a geographical term. It was music that was made by and for people in the country. It wasn't an urban music. When Jimmy Rogers died, all across the Midwest and the South, Hank Williams, the same thing. They were in national mourning, and they couldn't even spell those people's names right in the obituaries in the New York Times. It's always been a divided musical landscape. And so I've always listened to country music, loved country music, but I wanted to kind of rescue it somehow, which I'm sure I won't do. But I just at least wanted to stand up for a country music that is slightly more unexpected.
The country in the title, Country Hustle, were you thinking therefore more of the musical genre or of the rural surroundings? Because you do live in the country, we should explain, not necessarily in America. You live, in fact, in Wales.
But I do.
Do you find that that rural surroundings informs your music in the way that country informs country, if you like?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, I wrote this music walking through the hills around where I live. I grew up in Missouri in the Midwest in America in very similar hills to the Welsh hills where I live now. That feeling of an unpeopled, unlanguaged landscape was something that was very present when I was writing this record. This is called Come See Me. Sweet smell of autumn grass, sparrow just a flying past. Come and see me. Come see me. Come see me. Won't you come and see me? Dog running, running dog, through the early morning fog. Come see me. Come and see me. Come see me. Now won't you come and see me? Bend down low, get those berries from the hedgerow. Come see me. Come and see me. Come see me. Now won't you come see me? Now it's true I spend most of my time alone here in these hills, but every now and then I find an emptiness that only you can fill. Come see me. Come and see your old friend. Rosemary, parsley, thyme, I'm out walking through the pines. Come see me. Come and see me. Come see me. Come and see me. Misty morning, morning mist, I like a hair tied around my wrist. Come see me. Come see me. Come and see me. Come and see me. I'm standing in the dying light, a stranger in the world at night. Come and see me. Come see me. Come see me. Now won't you come and see me? It's true I spend most of my time alone here in the hills, but every now and then I find an emptiness that only you can fill. So come and see me. Come and see me. Come and see your old friend.
take some time. You used to be a friend of mine. Take an airplane, take a train, I don't care. Just come and see me. Come and see me. Come see me.
How detached or otherwise do you now feel, though, from the United States and, I guess, for that reason, from the music? You have lived in the United Kingdom in some shape or form for a very long time now.
Well, I've lived here longer than I lived in America. And I feel it's more for me a geography of my life. You know, do I feel detached from my own youth? I don't really. You know, I feel like the same person, that I feel like it's all part of the same trip. I don't feel particularly detached from that. I don't feel particularly detached from America. It's still a part of me.
Probably inevitable question to any American sitting in a chair in a radio studio right now, but do you feel even more removed from the United States now than you might have, say, 6 months ago?
Not at all, no. Trump being elected in America was the culmination of a hysterical capitalism that really had no other outcome. I don't really understand why people were surprised. He's a despicable, horrible, hideous monster, but, you know, he's not unexpected.
Are there, though, elements on Country Hustle of the protest song? The song That's How We're Living, I was thinking of in particular.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I don't know about the protest song so much as it's informed by politics, certainly. It's informed by the way we live. That was a very clear thing to me, the difficulty in which a lot of people find themselves.
Just finally then, before we let you go, I know this Country Hustle is just out and you will be playing shows and so forth. Have you thought ahead, or how far do you generally think ahead? Because you do other stuff. There's the writing and the artwork, etc., etc. What is next beyond this?
Well, hopefully, I've been recording new songs and I'd like to put out a new record fairly sharpish. We got a whole new thing ready to go, really. It's quite different than this. It's more going back to when I was 17, moved to New York in 79, I was obsessed with hip-hop. And the first thing I ever recorded was a rap song, which was mercifully unreleased, called I'm a Country Boy. It's almost more of a kind of hip-hop country thing. And we got that wrapping up. Yeah, writing, exhibitions. One of the joys, the few joys of being poor, is that you're not under a time schedule. So you can do what you have to do when you have to do it. This is a song called Long Live the Loser. I once had a job that most people just dream about. I had all these things I thought I couldn't live without. But I lost them all, I watched them fall to the ground. And then I looked around and not one friend could be found. No matter what people might say, I wouldn't have it any other way. Long live the loser. Long live the loser. Long live the loser. Long live the loser. Now I lost my car, but you know what? I don't mind. Now I walk everywhere that I go, and I take my own sweet time. Then I lost my TV and I lost my telephone, but now I'm out beneath the stars singing this song all alone. So don't you shed a tear for Jeb Loy. I've never been a happier boy. Long live the loser. Long live the loser. Long live the loser. That's what I'm talking about. Long live the loser. Now watch this. I went to the graveyard. I read the names on the stones. And the last one that I read there, the name, it was my very own. It said, here lies a poor man. He did his very best, but he never had nothing. Now he's got even less. I must be the biggest loser that there's ever been.
introducing the world champion, long live the loser, long live the loser, long live the loser, that's what I'm talking about, long live the loser. And I'm sending this out to every loser in the world. I'm sending this out to every loser in the world. 'Cause Jeb Loy's got a lot of love for the loser. I said Jeb Loy's got a lot of love for the loser.
You've been listening to The Sessions at Midori House. Today's guest was Jeb Loy Nichols. Jeb's new album, Country Hustle, is out now on City Country City Records, and you can find out more at jebloynichols.co.uk. Join us again at the same time next week for more live music. I'm Andrew Muller. Thanks for tuning in.
Long live the loser. Long live the loser.